What is Respect? By A. Tom Boritzer, read by the author.
What is respect? Is respect an idea or a thing, or is respect something that we do? Where do we find respect? Do we find respect at school, at home, with our friends, out in nature, or inside ourselves? Why should we even ask, what is respect? Because our parents or our teachers tell us that we need to know what respect is? Who should we respect? And is there anybody or anything that we should not respect? You see, there are a lot of questions that are part of this big question, what is respect? So let's find out what it really means. We know that our parents and teachers use the word respect a lot, and that it is really important to them. Why do you think that is? Maybe parents and teachers want us to learn what respect means so that we can become more caring and kind to our friends and families, to other people that we just meet, and even to plants and animals. Maybe if we learn what respect is, then we can also start to practice respect. And if we practice respect, we may get really good at it, and people will feel our respect, and that will make them feel good, and then they'll respect us. And soon there will be more caring and more kindness and more respect everywhere. What is respect? The dictionary says that respect is a feeling of high value or worth that you have for somebody or something because you care about them. What does that mean? It means you feel that somebody or something is special or precious, meaning hard to find or replace. Respect means you feel that somebody or something is important, that you really appreciate them, and that you are careful not to hurt them or treat them badly. Respect means we have to be careful of what we say to people, what we do to people, and even what we think about people. Respect means you have to be sensitive to what others are feeling so that everybody is happy and nobody feels hurt. Respect means to care. Who should we respect? We know we should respect our family and friends and that we should treat them very special, but do we always do that? Should we respect people from other places who don't speak our language? Should we respect people who have a different skin color than we do, are of a different religion than we are, or who dress differently than we do, or who eat different food than we do? Should we respect people who work for us, like our school bus driver, or the lady who serves you lunch, or the people who work for your parents? Should we respect somebody that we just meet for the first time? Should we respect homeless people or homeless kids or homeless families? Should we respect differently abled kids? Should we respect kids who are really sick or kids who learn differently or kids with attention or behavior problems? Should we respect dead people? Should you respect somebody if they don't respect you? Like if somebody says something hurtful to you or something about you that is not true, should you respect somebody when they don't share a treat or invite you to their party or they put their hands on you? Should you respect somebody when you let them use your things like your clothes or games and they don't respect your things? Should you respect somebody when they don't respect your time or don't respect something you did for them? Should you respect somebody when they make fun of your weight or the way you walk or make fun of your name or tease you about other stuff that they think is funny but you don't? When somebody does not respect you, what should you do? Should you respect somebody who disturbs others in class? Should you respect somebody who doesn't get good grades? Should you respect somebody who is not good at sports? Should you respect somebody who smells bad or does not wear new clothes? Should you respect a bully? Should you respect somebody who is your best friend one day, and then the next day they tell you, "You're not my friend anymore"? When you don't respect somebody, what happens to that person? When you don't respect somebody, what happens to you? Maybe a person says or does something that is hurtful and not respectful to your feelings, to your body, or to your things. Maybe that person says or does it by mistake, or maybe on purpose. Is that person really a bad person? A person who hurts others or is not respectful has been hurt by others. Can you try to understand or forgive that person? If a person hurts you or is not respectful to you, maybe you can express your feelings to that person. How do you do that? First, take a couple of breaths. Then look the person in the eye and say, "That hurt me. Don't ever say or do that again." Then you can say, "I forgive you." If that doesn't work and the person does not stop hurting you, you can yell real loud, "No!" Let's practice that together right now. Let's all say "no" together at the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3, no! You might even have to yell "no" more than once, maybe two or three times, until that person really stops saying or doing that thing that is hurting you and not respecting you. If that doesn't work, walk away from that person and tell an adult, like your mom or dad or a teacher or a counselor or another family member or a neighbor or a friend or a friend's mom or dad or even a policewoman or a policeman. And maybe because you answered that person with respect, even strong respect, maybe now they will learn to respect other people, and maybe they'll also learn to respect themselves. How do we respect people? We respect people when we don't hurt their bodies or their feelings or their things. We respect people by speaking to them in a polite, kind, and caring way. We respect people by thinking about them in a kind and caring way. We respect people when we put a high value on everybody we meet every day and every moment and everywhere. And when we respect people, most of the time, they will respect us. We respect people when we understand that most people have the same feelings that we do. Happy feelings and sad feelings, love feelings and hurt feelings. We respect people when we understand that we all have to live together in our neighborhood and on our planet in a happy and peaceful way. Can we respect things like our personal things, our clothes and books and our computers by taking care of them so they don't get damaged? Can we respect things like the places we live in, like our home, our street, and our neighborhood, by keeping things there clean and orderly? Can we respect other people's things, just like they are our things, by taking care of them and returning them on time? Can we respect living things like pets and animals on farms or animals out in nature, even bugs like spiders, by not killing them or disturbing them? Can we respect living things like the flowers and the plants and trees and all of the other beautiful things on planet Earth, like the oceans and rivers and forests and deserts and the mountains, by keeping the Earth clean and not polluted? Can you respect dead things like a dead seagull on the beach? Can you respect yourself? If you can respect yourself, then other people will respect you. When you respect yourself, it means you choose not to hurt yourself. When you respect yourself, it means you choose not to hurt others. Because when you hurt others, you really hurt yourself. And how do you hurt yourself when you hurt others? When you respect yourself, it means you choose friends that respect you. And you choose friends that respect themselves and respect others. When you respect yourself, it means you choose to be honest with others and with yourself. Not the hurtful kind of honest, but being honest in a way that is gentle and helpful so that others feel respected too. When you respect yourself, it means that you know your feelings, like when you have hurt or anger or sad or confused feelings, and you know how to express those feelings so that you don't hurt yourself or others. How else can you respect yourself? You can respect your body. You can respect your body by keeping it clean and smelling nice. You can respect your body by eating healthy food, not junk food that's fried, salty, or sugary. You can drink good water and not drink sodas or sugary stuff. You can respect your body by exercising regularly, doing sports, or going out to the park or beach or hiking with your parents and friends and getting lots of fresh air. You can respect your body by not sitting around for hours and playing violent video games. You can respect your body by not letting anyone touch it who you don't want to touch it. What other ways can you respect your body? You can also respect yourself by respecting your mind. But how do you do that? You can respect your mind by feeding it good things. But how do you do that? You can respect your mind by feeding it good books that teach you good things like being kind to others and being helpful. You can respect your mind by feeding it good TV shows, good movies, and good video games that don't show hateful or ugly things, but teach you how to be peaceful and kind and respectful to others. You can respect your mind by feeding it happy thoughts about your family and friends, not hurtful or angry thoughts. What can you do if you are feeding your mind hurtful or angry thoughts about yourself or about somebody else? If you are feeding your mind hurtful or angry thoughts, you can learn to meditate. When you meditate, it means that you sit down in a place, you start to breathe slowly and slow down your mind so that you can start to calm down any hurtful or angry thoughts or feelings in the mind. Maybe somebody hurt your feelings by saying something about you that is not true or made fun of you in front of the other kids. Maybe somebody didn't do what you wanted. Maybe you think somebody doesn't like you. When you meditate, you start to feed your mind all the good things you know about yourself and all the good things that others know about you. Soon, those hurtful or angry thoughts and feelings will start to fade away from your mind, and you will feel peaceful and happy, and you will feel your own self-respect again, no matter what anybody else says or does. Can you respect people of respect? Besides ourselves and family and friends and strangers and animals and planet Earth, can you respect people of respect? Sometimes people of respect wear uniforms or other clothes than we do because they belong to groups that think and act with respect. We see these people all around us, and we believe that we can respect them. But even if a person wears a uniform or some other clothes of respect, How do we know that we can really respect them? Maybe if we watch those people real close, and if we listen to them real close, we can see and know from their words and actions if they really deserve our respect. And if those people with uniforms don't act with respect towards us or other people, what can we do? What is respect? Respect is caring for yourself and for others and for things, both living things and just stuff. Respect is caring for our bodies and minds. Respect is caring about other people's bodies and minds and feelings through our kind words, actions, and thoughts. Respect is caring about people even if they sometimes don't respect us, because we know that sometimes people are afraid or have been hurt, and they want to hurt somebody else to get even. But we still have to try to help those people to understand respect. Respect is living together, caring for this beautiful earth with all its planets, animals, fish, birds, bugs, and yes, even with spiders, with all kinds of boys and girls and people, and yes, maybe even with aliens. And now we understand that everybody and everything likes and needs respect, and that respect is caring. Thank you.